Hello, Lisa and Pete here with the catch-up.
The Perth pie thrower has been banned for life from Qantas. We want to know who else has been banned from something for life. And there were loads. Naughty Perth.
Craig Rucastle's War on Waste is a new three-part ABC series about how ridiculous we are with our waste. He joined us with some stats that will make you feel a little embarrassed and a little worried.
And a hacker is threatening to reveal unreleased Disney movies if they don't pay up big. We had the exclusive audio of the hacker's demands, sort of.
This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
Off the back of the pie thrower.
Now, it's been 6 months since I've been here to announce the... Heck.
The Perth man who...
It's going to be another 6 months before he comes now.
Lemon meringue pie to the face of Qantas CEO Alan Joyce. He's now been banned for life from Qantas, from Jetstar, and from their affiliate airlines as well, like Emirates. We want to know. What have you been banned for life from, Katie and Mandra?
Katie, I tried to make Pete stop that song so we could get to this story. Please explain.
I actually got banned for life from Donny Osmond's band forum.
Were you a little bit too country or a little bit too rock and roll?
Probably a bit of both.
Now, please excuse me, right, because this is one that'll go down on the Google list. Can you please explain for the under 35s what the Donny Osmond forum is? Or was?
Donny Osmond has his own website, and unfortunately, yes, I admit I'm a Donny fan. Have been since I was a kid,
yep.
Billy's. And he actually has like a forum where fans can go in and talk about his music. And
this is
you
online.
Know the Osmonds, yep. Donny and Marie, and one's a bit country, and one's a little bit rock and roll, and they're both dags.
Yep.
Right,
okay. Because I'm seeing this thing that says Donny Osmond's forum in Perth, and I'm like, I thought that was like a place where you could go.
No,
this is online, right? Gotcha.
This is online. Yeah, I was actually banned because I gate crashed his sound check last time he was in Perth.
What did you do when you gate crashed it? Like you?
I found a door that it was opened. He was playing at the Burswood.
Yeah.
Place, and there was a door open, and I opened the door slightly and seen him sitting there listening to his band rehearse, and I just basically walked up to him and had a photo of him and said, could you sign this? And his PR walked up to me and sort of went crazy at me and said, get out. And I turned around and walked out, and and then 5 seconds later the door opened and the photo and the text had come out.
Oh, really? Oh, that's nice.
That is lovely. Trying to hold on to that last shred of
Katie.
Please stay a fan. Stacey in Bull Creek, what were you banned for life from?
I'm banned from having my Transperth train card topped up automatically and getting the 25% off.
Really? Why?
I'm absolutely hopeless at managing my credit card.
Yes.
And that's what I had my direct debit coming out of.
Yeah.
And it bounced, I think, 2 or 3 times.
Oh.
And they've just gone, that's it, you're banned now. You can no longer have direct debit on your train card and get the 25% off.
But you were direct debiting, you were doing the best you could, letting someone else take care of it. I see, I understand your thing here with the credit card thing.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah, that's God. Unreal. So what do you do now? You just have to top it up manually.
I top it up manually, so I only get the 15% discount.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel so naughty.
I know. Thanks,
Josh in Coburn, this is an absolute ripper, mate, and I can't wait to hear the reason why. Your mate banned from Hungry Jack's.
Yeah, he got banned from Hungry Jack's. So this is a few years ago. You know when they did the whole standing in front of the counter ad with, like, your mouth wide open and your hands in the Whopper pose?
Yes, takes two hands to
he
handle
it. He decided to see what would happen if he tried it himself.
Yes.
He was waiting for 10 minutes, held up the line to the point where the staff just told them to, like, walk around him until one of the managers escorted him out of the store and they told him never to come back.
Oh, how did they mix messages? I mean, isn't that what they wanted? Does Toyota tell people who jump up, you know, outside their showroom to go away? I don't think so. Crazy.
Oh, I've just got.
And they banned got rid of the Yumbo. Those people don't know what they're doing.
Let's go. Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, Josh.
No worries.
I'm so glad we're talking about this, and this show is kicking off tonight, 8:30 on the ABC. It's Craig Rucastle's War on Waste. And the reason being, I think about this every time, Lisa, we go to the tip, and I see the big front-end loader push a mound of rubbish into an ever-growing mound of rubbish and just think, how long is this going to go on for?
Well, at least you're going to the tip. You can't even get near a tip these days. Back in the day, it was an outing. You'd climb all over it while Dad was chucking stuff out. Hello, Craig.
Hello, guys. Yeah, you're right.
Look, you're on a mission to uncover how much waste place we produce as a nation and learn what we can about it and everything else coming along with that.
Yeah, exactly. I've literally gone through households' bins and separated them into different piles and seeing what we're chucking out and seeing what we can do about it. And it's been a fascinating journey, if a smelly one, I've got.
Oh, yes. And alarming. I mean, the statistics are incredible. Our waste is growing at double the rate of our population.
You know, it's becoming a bit more disposable, throwaway nation. I mean, one of the aspects we look at in the show is fashion waste, which was because of fast fashion. And I must admit, I was pretty much unaware of the existence of fast fashion.
Fast fashion or full of yourself. I mean.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, just more and more cheap stuff coming through quicker and quicker. Mm. Wear it a few times, chuck it out.
Fast technology as well. I mean, I'd hate to think how many mobile phones get tossed out every single year as people sign up to new contracts and stuff like that.
No, absolutely. And they can be recycled through things like Mobile Muster, but a lot of people just don't do it or just don't go to the trouble of it, basically.
I think that's part of the problem is the all too hard basket. I mean, I remember when we first started recycling and people were horrified. What have I got to line up five bins and do? Yes, yes, you do.
And you think about it because, you know, it's interesting you say that people used to complain about that, but think about how normalised that's become now.
Yeah, yeah.
And look, there are other waste streams coming out that you can recycle. It's interesting. I spoke to somebody who said that in Japan they have eight bins. eight different bins to separate.
They'd fill their whole little house. Now, food waste. Talk us through bananas.
Yeah, we visited banana farms and it was amazing. It was kind of a real eye-opener for me because so many bananas are just chucked out on the farm because they don't meet the kind of cosmetic standards of the supermarkets. And they say it's because of, you know, consumers won't eat them. But we're talking about bananas that are like too long or too short, or in some cases, bizarrely enough, if your banana is too curved or not curved enough,
good Lord.
They don't go through the standard. And it's just like, well, this seems ridiculous.
Well, when it comes to bananas, it's a noun and an adjective for us. That is absolutely ridiculous.
Exactly. Yeah. We're starting the campaign, size doesn't matter.
Craig, I often see on Facebook and Instagram a lot of these sort of little vignette videos from tech companies and stuff about, you know, cool little inventions that are being produced around the world. And a lot of these inventions also factor around, you know, making it easier to clean up waste. Like out in the oceans, for example, these little bins that sit in the middle of the ocean and gather waste and just sort of float around until somebody comes and picks up the waste and changes things over. Have you come across any new technology in this series that are helping things along?
There are new technologies out there. Like there are things that, you know, you talk about the tip and some of the tips now have methane capture to try and capture the gases that come off, like, you know, foods and nappies and all that kind of organic waste that goes into them. But they're trying to capture that and turn it like into electricity and stuff like that. But it also relies on us just changing our kind of behaviours as well.
We're a society of either geniuses doing that or morons. One thing I love about the show is you're very aware of putting, you know, figures and statistics into actual tangible ways so people can grasp the scale, like, you know, saying how many MCG stadiums would be filled by our food waste. And if you sort of think of it in that level, I think that's a great thing. It's the way to get the message across.
So many statistics in this show. We're just like, well, what are we? We've got to convert this to a national standard of how many times we'll fill the MCG, which in food waste is about six times it'll fill it.
Yeah.
But I always love that. Normally, I think on the news, it's normally how many Olympic swimming pools.
Yeah,
that's our standard of measurement.
Jeez, that is a lot when you put it that way.
Hang on, what's that in swimming pools?
Yeah. Now, when you say the MCG, are you talking not just along the bottom on the ground? Are you talking like bottom to top as well?
To top.
Like code.
Chockers. It'd be pretty hard to have a game.
Yeah, mate, we're looking forward to this. 8:30 tonight on the ABC. It's a three-part series, Craig Rucastle's War on Waste. A pleasure chatting to you, mate. Thank you very much for your time.
Cheers,
Craig.
Guys.
Thank you, Craig.
Right now, Lise.
Oh, it's a whole new world.
A whole new world.
I don't know if this results in some kind of weird Stockholm syndrome, but take us through the story.
Hackers have threatened to release Disney blockbusters if the studio doesn't pay ransom. Now, we're not entirely sure whether or not this is WannaCry and their ransomware, which Dan, the internet, brought us up to speed on yesterday on the show. WannaCry, if you haven't heard it, that's the thing that's going around at the moment around the world where they hack your computer, they block your files, and then they say, give us a heap of money, and then you can have your files back.
Well, last week, of course, we alerted you to this in the Shore Report when someone had hacked online the Orange is the New Black, the new season.
Yeah.
yeah.
and was holding it to ransom and sending messages to the producers saying, I will release this, you know, one episode of a at a time if you don't pay such and such. They didn't pay the ransom, of course. Mm-hmm. And the guy went back online and said, this would have been way less I didn't want to do this, but this would have been way less expensive for you had you borrowed
it. Yeah, it's your fault.
And then he did it. Just the episode started coming.
So the interesting, you're going to love this part, Lise. Hackers are asking for a large Bitcoin payment to keep the film under the wraps. Bitcoin. Yeah, that's right.
There's a hacker in a basement.
Even real money. Anyway, so it could be any one of a number of films. It could be Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales. It could be Cars. It could be the next Star Wars movie, of which there's one coming at the end of the year.
Dun, dun, dun.
But in an exclusive,
coming at the end of the year.
Oh yeah, well, good point. In an exclusive investigation,
yes.
on the Lisa and Pete show,
we don't ask us how because Lord knows we cannot reveal our sources.
Mm-hmm.
But we got it.
We got it. We got the audio that was sent to Disney mm-hmm. from the hackers, and mm-hmm. it is terrifying. Take a listen.
Disney, wanna cry? What? Oh, hang on. Sorry, I missed the inflection. Wanna cry? Just hacked your studio. Now listen to me very carefully. You have quite the catalogue of films ready for release, don't you? Star Wars, Cars, Pirates of the Caribbean. Johnny's in debt. It's time you were too. We've kidnapped your movies. And for every 180 minutes of runtime that passes where we aren't $100 million richer, we'll release 5 minutes of footage from these movies. One scene at a time. So if you ever want to see your sweet little film again... sweet little film again, you'll do exactly as we ask. That's right. Make it happen. Or the plot twist gets it.
Oh, harrowing, Lise.
It sends a chill down my spine.
It really does. All we can say is good luck, Disney.
Mm.
May the force be with you.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.